I remember I wanted to be a football player, but I had mixed feelings at that time because in 1982, G.I. Joe came out. So football kind of went out, G.I. Joes took over, and I'm like, that's what I want to be.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful. There are many great places to visit if you head north of San Francisco. World-class wineries, coastal towns, lush redwood forests, and incredible destinations are only a few that come to mind. But if skiing isn't your thing, a romantic getaway isn't in the cards, or a trek through a national park just isn't what you're looking for, we suggest you try a different experience. Off the beaten path, in an undisclosed location only a few hours from the bay, an opportunity exists to test your mind, body, and soul. That experience, however, means you have to become a Navy SEAL for a day. Meet Mike Nemi, husband, dad, patriot, businessman, and diehard faithful. A chance meeting between Mike and former Navy SEAL and 49er season ticket holder Carlo Franzia blossomed into a tremendous friendship, which spawned a remarkable idea.
We start talking about his team experience, and one day we drove to LA and he told me this story about some amazing gunfights and things he's been in. I'm just like, is this for real? And the story went on for 5.5 hours. And we arrive in LA, empty tank of gas, my mouth's hanging open, and the story's still not done. And I'm just like, this is amazing. Started evolving into things he missed about being in the SEAL teams and what it meant to be a SEAL. I said, hey, you know, we got this property, you know, what do you miss most about being a SEAL? He goes, man, I miss being on the range. You know, I got out of the teams, I came home to a wife and four daughters, and you know, I did a lot of things in the teams that, you know, you can't really just bring home with you. And so he really didn't talk about it. He internalized it. He was really quiet. And, you know, he started coming out and talking to me. And I thought, wow, okay. You know, I bet this guy served our country. The least I can do is serve him in that capacity, help him, you know, achieve some level of normalcy. He said, hey, you know, I've got this skill set. I'd love to use it. I'd love to train some clients of yours up or bring friends out. And I thought, you know, San Francisco, I mean, how many people are going to want one-on-one training with a Navy SEAL? And within 30 seconds, yes, 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 I'm in. So, you know, you fast forward a few months and Carlos says, you know, I have a lot of guys I served with who have a lot of the same issues I do, getting disconnected from the teams. They miss that whole camaraderie. They miss that whole aspect of hanging out with the team guys. And he says, I'd love to bring some of those guys. They could really use this.
The idea was simple. Take trained Navy SEALs and allow them to do what they do best. All the while, have them working with civilians to foster a greater understanding of what these elite warriors did on a day-to-day basis. The SEAL for a Day experience was created, and in 2012, these two faithful 49er fans from different walks of life banded together for something that became more profound than they'd ever imagined.
The SFED experience is a combination of a little bit of all the training that we did when we're going through basic to SEAL qualifying training and then actually being a team. And so what we did was we took some of the aspects to kind of customize it to where it would be just a taste of what it would take to make it through teams without ringing the bell.
We give you a familiarization with the pistol, the rifle, the AR-15, the shotgun, the M14. We have basically as many of the weapons that we use in the SEAL teams proper.
I think the experience is not only giving you a taste of physically what we did, i.e.
the weapons platforms that we teach you to shoot comfortably and competently, the experience of going through the physical training, but the team building experience is also incredible too. If we can instill one thing in you by the end of the day, it's how important teamwork is in all facets of life.
When everything was all said and done, you built some type of teamwork and some type of bond, not just with yourselves as a client, but with us.
The part that I enjoy most is usually they'll give me the people that have never really shot a gun before and they're petrified. I like to take people and put them in a comfort zone and say, okay, today I'm going to teach you how to shoot. I'm going to teach you how to shoot correct. You're going to be safe about it and you're going to be smart about it.
Safety's everything. The ratio of instructor to student is probably the lowest in any program in the States. So the thing is that no matter what the evolution is, you will have a retired Navy SEAL over your shoulder to answer any questions and to make sure that nothing unsafe happens.
We've trained people, anything from nurses, doctors, dentists, actors, cops, you name it. We've trained them.
It's a great process because how we like to teach people, if they're coming off the street, you know, it's a very suits to boots, you know, type of process. You show up, you get boots, you get camis, and you get out there, and then we walk you through a crawl, walk, run experience. So we start with pistol, you know, then we add a little bit of movement to that. Then we move on to the rifles, the M4s, and we shoot those. And by the end of the day, it's such an evolution, an arc to it.
That evolution has guests of the experience becoming smarter and better teammates within hours of the start of training. But don't be fooled. Just as successes are shared, so are failures. And they are done so in a public manner that is simply as clear as a bell.
Mike got me this beautiful bell, and it says, it pays to be a winner, has a Jurassic frog on it. It was one of the best gifts I've ever received from anybody. What we use it for is for safety violations. When you're going through basic underwater demolitions, which is known as BUDS, if you quit, you ring that bell three times, and then you place your helmet down, and then the helmets will stack 10, 15, 50 deep, you know, for people that have quit going through training. We use the bell for safety violations and go, hey, you have your finger on your trigger. That is a safety violation. Go ahead and, you know, safe your weapon, holster it, go ring the bell three times, knock out 10 push-ups, and then donate. We make you pay for it. One of the best days on the range is when the bell does not ring.
And although you may not have to ring the bell and endure being called out to the entire group, it doesn't mean if you come to the SEAL for a day experience, you are immune to some good old-fashioned armed forces screaming and yelling.
The SEAL for a day, at first, it can be a little, put you a little off kilter. Expect to be stressed out a little bit. Thick skin is a must. If you take things personally, you're not going to last out here 2 seconds.
We wanted to bring in, you know, some stress drills. We couldn't bring the beach here, so we brought the sand and we brought the water so you can, you know, become that sugar cookie that everybody talks about.
You can be just as humbled as we were. It's not that big of a deal.
And you'd be surprised the kind of things that people are able to do under stressful circumstances, even in a training environment such as this.
Well, yeah, you can come here a week, but we're going to leave. You're going to leave a little stronger by the time you get out of here. We're not PC.
The SEAL team is not PC by any stretch of the imagination. But what they are is a team of loyal, talented, and driven men that love their country and their jobs. The SFAT experience allows them to recapture, if even for a moment, the essence of what they sacrificed their lives for.
It's a brotherhood for me, and it allows me to be myself and bring back that era of, you know, being part of a family outside of your own biological family.
I get to come down here and educate people on what we did, what I did for 25 years. My wife, when I talk to her, she says, "You sound like you used to. You sound happy." It's a life-building experience for me every time.
It's a brotherhood. I get to enjoy spending time with my friends and people that see the world the same as I do.
Everybody can go into the military, but once you're in there, you have to volunteer to become a SEAL. And once you go through BUDS, you pretty much get with the guys that are pretty motivated to do that job. It's unusual. I haven't come close to anything compatible in the civilian world yet.
Coming to this range, this allows me to be myself. And to be surrounded with people I love and care about and will do anything for.
These guys, to me, are national treasure, and I feel privileged just to be able to work with them and help facilitate some social normalcy for them, and the Seal for a Day platform is the way we do that. You know, these guys have an amazing skill set, and when they get out of the teams, they don't have a place to use that anymore, and I think they get that bottled up, and you hear it time and time again. This allows them to put that skill set to work. It allows them to achieve some normalcy. It allows them to interact with, they interact with corporate civilians, and they teach them the toolkit of the Navy SEAL. And they teach them to use it safely, competently, and confidently. If I died today, and this is all I accomplished in life aside the, you know, aside from, you know, raising a wife and a family, giving back to these guys is probably the most patriotic service I feel I could ever do.
Coming up on The Faithful, teams collide as football meets the SEAL experience when we return. On any given weekend on a remote site in Northern California, a band of faithful get together. Established in 2012 by civilian Mike Nemi, the SEAL for a Day experience teaches a range of people brave enough to enlist for the day. From top executives to everyday folks who simply want a greater understanding of what it takes to be one of the most elite forces on the planet, the SFAD experience welcomes all. Earlier this fall, the SEAL team welcomed former 49ers Ricky Walters, Junior Bryant, Guy McIntyre, and Bryant Young, as well as former NFL player and 49er radio personality Tim Ryan. And regardless of how faithful these SEALs are to their home team, they were determined to give their idols a taste of their training at all levels.
I'm going to stress them out a little bit. That's what I do best. I enjoy getting in their face and letting them know that there's other people that just aren't afraid of them, you know, like just being on the football field. You know, you have players that are intimidated by other players. Well, I'm not one of those intimidated players. I'll get right in your face.
Right now, gear's over here, so first shooter, go ahead and grab number one, work your way through. We have instructors here that'll help you set it up. Once you get your holster put on and your magazine holder, come over here and I'll issue out your pistols. So go ahead and meet with Dave over here. At no time will your pistol come out of your holster outside the firing line.
You keep that gun separate from everything. You keep it focused, barrel down range, finger off the trigger unless you're shooting.
When you change your grip, make sure this finger is not pulling left or right.
Range is hot, load and make ready. Boom, 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 let's go.
So here's guys who play and are involved in teamwork at the highest level in professional sports. And to watch them in this platform interact with guys who are at the highest level team profession in the SEAL teams, it's so interesting to watch those guys, those two universes collide.
It was an incredible experience, not only just meeting the guys and having that experience with them, but just going through the course.
Getting with these SEALs, getting some of this tactical training, the camaraderie you get with the guys, learning to shoot a multitude of weapons. I mean, it's hard to get coached by somebody who hasn't done it before, and I don't care what the activity is. These guys have done it at the highest level. So to be able to do that and to learn and really be accountable to what I'll call authority, because they've got it, it's a blast.
I was already excited when Guy told me we're going to get to do anything with the Navy SEALs. I was like, oh man, that's pretty cool.
It's the real deal. And I'll say this, you better practice your push-ups before you get here, because you're probably going to be doing a lot of them.
You got to be safe. You got to be on point. And if not, you get discipline. And discipline comes hard. I had to ring the bell a couple of times, obviously, and it's embarrassing, but you know, it's all about safety.
The SEAL for a Day experience allows me to continue that brotherhood and also keeps us interacting with the Navy SEAL Foundation and teammates that are still in the military. For me, it's all about family.
The family and team aspect of being part of the military resonates with those who serve and those who continue to serve this great nation. Carrying on that great team tradition, each week a group of retired Navy SEALs get together to execute the SEAL for a Day experience, which allows civilians to be immersed in their world for a few precious hours. In that time, alongside these faithful warriors, civilians learn not only about physical endurance, but also about teamwork in its purest form.
When they're in actually doing what they do, I mean, it's like watching a perfectly synced football team. You know, you hike the ball, everyone's moving, everyone knows the play, and they're supposed to be in the right places. These guys are poetry in motion. There's such a parallel universe, and there's so much crossover between the SEAL culture being the team culture, teammates. I mean, that's what football is all about. I mean, it's so interesting to watch these guys now. These guys are 100% full throttle, everything they do.
We're a melting pot in the teams, just like you'd see in anywhere else in the United States. But what brings us together is the love of teamwork and accomplishing the mission. When you're with a platoon for 18 to 24 months, you know so much about that guy to the right and the left of you that you would do anything for him. And that includes taking a bullet.
You build this relationship to where your lives are so important that you don't want to be that guy that, you know, messes up, and you have that moral support, you have that friendship, that bond that nobody's gonna quit. If something happens, we're gonna fight through it, we're all gonna make it home no matter what. And that's what part being a team is, you know, you check your buddy, you check yourself. I think that's why I like football more than any sport, is just the teamwork, you know. I take, you know, the offense and the defense, they're all working together for one common goal.
It's a sense of security that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to experience. You have their back, and they have yours.
The bread and butter of the SEAL teams is move, shoot, and communicate. So we do that exhaustively. You know, we're constantly, you know, running and gunning. And when you're doing highlight dynamic, intense type activities like that, you really need to understand what the guy is going to do. And if he does something, you know how to move off of him. The SEAL teams, you know, they really epitomize the team aspect. I mean, no one's good on their own. Once you leverage the compound effect of small teams working together, it's a really powerful thing.
You're fighting for your brothers and your sisters that are in harm's way. The word team means a little bit more to me, because now you're fighting for a greater cause other than yourself.
There's a lot of parallels. These guys really rely on each other. It's the ultimate team concept in terms of what they do. The only difference is that for them it's life and death, and they're protecting the rights and the freedom of our country.
When you stop playing, that's what you miss more than anything, is the camaraderie, playing together, guys that have really sometimes nothing in common. We had nothing in common, some of my teammates, except for the fact that we played on the same team. But then because of playing on the team, and because you start to care about each other and you want to win, and you know you need that guy next to you. So it's that camaraderie that I miss more than anything. And I love the fact that I'm getting some of that again. And out here with the Navy SEALs, it's all about camaraderie, and I just love that feeling of being around the guys like that.
The experience the SEALs offer creates team building amongst those who participate, and it reinforces loyalty to those who teach it. But recently, the SFAD has been serving an even greater purpose. The experience has become a proud partner and fundraising platform for the Navy SEAL Foundation. The Navy SEAL Foundation looks after the families of the fallen and is also the social transitional platform for team members that were fortunate enough to return home. In fact, the SEAL for a Day experience so far this year has raised over $500,000 for the Navy SEAL Foundation and SEAL families. They continue to be an integral part of the team even long after they had walked away from the battlefield.
It's almost like they have an unspoken understanding of what teamwork is and what it means to succeed and what it means to fail. And, you know, Guy had an interesting perspective the first time he came out here. Guy says, you know, in our profession, you know, we play for money, trophies, we played for the glory, and we played for each other. He goes, but for where you guys did all those things, you know, you did it for the flag and for the country and the guy next to you, and it was life and death. You know, it wasn't a game, it was real. And Guy goes, you know, my whole career, people have always wanted to take pictures, you know, with me. And it was so funny. I always get emotional while I tell the story, because I always say, Guy goes, I want to take a picture with you guys. You know, that's when I knew we had something really special here. Something really special.
think we at times take it for granted what these guys do on a regular basis. There's a lot of sacrifice and diligence and hard work that goes into what they do.
As a country, we don't show enough appreciation for the men and women who not only give their time, but their lives in some cases. For me, it's very special to not only have family members who have served and have given their time and been of service to this country, but for me, anytime I see a service person, you know, I definitely have the utmost respect.
My dad was in the military. He was in the Korean War. So I've always had a love and respect for men and women who are in the military and an understanding of some sort of what they're actually doing for us. But we have no clue. None of us could, as civilians, understand what they're really going through. And it's just an amazing thing. Whenever I see someone with that uniform on, I'm like, hey, much respect to you. My kids, I taught them the same thing. They see somebody who has that uniform on, you give them the utmost respect, because without them, we couldn't live the way we do.